4FWX Mobile. HXS listening.
Batteries, and then I gotta come home and prep up for my granddaughter coming.
Energizes you.
I got so much other stuff to do. I'll enjoy having her here, but I am gonna have a busy weekend.
Me too. I need about 3 weekends back to back.
MOC, take a couple of few days off and get it all knocked out.
My dad's this afternoon, he had a probably 70-foot pine tree come down in that storm, and I'm going to start sawing on it, and then he's got another one of some sort in the front yard that's dead that I need to work on, so I'm going to be sawing today, right then in the afternoon anyway.
Enjoy that sound. In all these years, I never got used to the sound of a chainsaw. Couldn't stand it, but I have run the hound out of several.
I'm getting used to this mechanism, so I think I can pretty much keep it running now. When I'm how often do you need to sharpen the blades?
So it'll get just down to where it just won't cut. And, you know, a small limb or something, it'll just get to where, you know, you try to run it through it, and it just kind of sits there and grinds on it. That's when you go get her sharpened, bud.
One friend that, when I first got it, he showed me some little device, didn't look too precision, and looked like it'd be more trouble than it's worth. And then somebody else said, oh, I got a great sharpener, you bring it to me when the time comes, so I'll probably do the latter.
Yeah, in your case, I'd just take it over and have somebody sharpen it real quick, good chainsaw shop. You know, it doesn't take long, and then just, hey, knock it out, have it done, and come back and go to work.
I guess Miss Sue was already gone earlier, hadn't she?
Well, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, she likes to go in early so she can get out early.
Man, I don't mind getting up earlier to get off at 5 or whatever.
She does not like coming home in the dark.
Yeah, I remember in another life I spent about 18 months at a plant in quality control, and they had 10 and 12 hour shifts, and that just ruins everything for family life and orchestra practice at night and all kind of stuff. You can't do nothing when you got to work 10 or 12 hours.
At least you did that 4 days a week and you got off free, didn't you?
Yeah, if they didn't beg you into another shift because somebody didn't show.
Ooh, is one of the simplest words and easiest pronounced in the English language. Hey, I come in, I work my shifts. If you can't get these people reasonable, staffing is not my department. I am not HR.
That's right. Those were interesting days. Second shift, lunch was about 11 p.m. I don't miss all that.
But you had a shift like that.
Carolina Circuits, right off 85. They made circuit boards. Some of them were 40 layers thick. Some of them were pretty incredible, the complexity. They were like integrated circuits with all that, you know how small traces can be, and you put 40 layers on it, man, it is unbelievable.
Can imagine. That used to be called something else, didn't it? I think I used to have some friends that worked down that way. Do you know what the name used to be?
Digital.
Seems like I knew it was something else, though. Yeah, they were big time down there for a while. Are they still there?
No, they're gone. They had trouble when I was there. They wouldn't upgrade equipment. And we'd run stuff all around the plant for days and building these highly expensive boards. Golly, there's 50 million blackbirds flying in front of me across the road. And something in the process, maybe in the one of the last machine, would contaminate the boards and they'd have to be scrapped. If you're going to be in that business, you got to do it first class. But they did stuff for the telephone companies, those big complex boards, and we even did some stuff that would be cut up into, cell phone circuit boards. So it was very interesting to see the processes from start to finish.
Hey, Woven Electronics, that's what it used to be.
So it was digital, but maybe that was before digital, going way back, I don't know. But I never heard that word when I was there.
70. Yeah, that would have been back in the 70s, late 70s.
Oh, possibly. Boy, you got real bad on those last two transmissions. You got, and the three transmissions back, you sounded like you were sitting in your truck.
Up here next to the golf cart, I think it probably puts out a lot of interference. This ought to be better.
Yeah, that's pretty good right there. But, it's gone now. Vivian Wong, that owns the restaurants around town, she bought the place and has turned it into a multi-business type thing. And I went in there for a luncheon a couple of years back, and man, the memories just flooded back. About how I wanted to get out of there. I actually called the place Shawshank while I worked there, and I remember that one time I sat down at lunch, and a new guy, was his first day, and I looked over the table at him, and I said, "Welcome to Shawshank," and he never came back.
Oh, you submarine the owner, I tell you what. Well, listen, I got to get these batteries out of this truck, out of this golf cart, so I can take them down and have them checked out. So I'm going to jump off here with you this morning, bud. I will talk to you again soon, 73s, and N4NGU, KN4VWA, clear.
W4, never give up.